We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So we're doing Wednesday's 4-game slate at the Premier League, and we have a pretty fun slate here. And Ryan, just break down the odds for us here.
Sure. So a 4-game slate, another Manchester City slate. They're the biggest favorite away to Wolves. 2.2 implied total. Leicester, pretty close to that actually. About a 2.1 implied total home matchup against Norwich. So good spot for Leicester as well. Then Chelsea, away favorites against Leeds, 1.9 total. And then Everton away to Watford, 1.7 total. So, you know, three of the biggest four favorites are away. Then you got Leicester, Norwich at home. The games in general have higher totals than we've seen in the last few slates. Chelsea Leeds is 3, Leicester Norwich is over 3. Then you have City. So I think, you know, in terms of the slate as a whole, you know, you usually start with Man City, and you might do that again. The salaries are a little tougher than we've seen, just sort of across the board. But Leicester, you know, that's a similar spot to City. I mean, the totals are, you know, basically the same. So I could see, you know, you could maybe like that spot even better than City away to Wolves. I don't know. But yeah, the pricing's tougher. I may have to play a Watford player or two to afford both City and Leicester, and maybe expensive defenders that are in play as well. So, yeah, interesting.
Man City guys, we got Mahrez at 11K and Sterling at 10.1 for cash games here.
Yeah, I didn't really catch a lot of what you said, but I heard Mahrez and then I heard Vardy. forward on this slate, yeah, Mahrez at 11K seems tough. I mean, the most expensive player on the slate. It's tough to play him if you're also going to play De Bruyne and Madison or some of the other guys. So I don't know about Mahrez. Foden, 9,600. He could be in play. I don't know. Sterling might start as well. But yeah, then down to Vardy. Best goal scoring odds on the slate. And, you know, seems underpriced, especially if you look at, I mean, Lookman's 9,100. All the City guys are, Bernardo Silva's 9,300. They're all over 9K. Vardy's not a guy that I would normally think about playing in cash, but minus 150 goal odds are decent, and his price is decent compared to these other guys. Rafinha, 7,100 with Leeds home to Chelsea. It's obviously not the greatest spot. Leeds looked pretty bad against Arsenal, although, you know, they did have a red card early. But, you know, I don't mind Rafinha. I don't know that I would do that for cash, though. I think he's a good tournament play. Lukaku, 6,800. I don't know. He's not in our projected starting lineup. You know, hopefully everyone played him in cash last week. He scored a brace for 48. Now he's at 68. Yeah. I mean, I would just play Vardy over Lukaku if that was a decision. Yeah, then it gets pretty bad. All the way down, you have some Watford guys. Watford's whole team is basically out. The expected lineup looks nothing like a lot of the Watford lineups we've seen recently. I see, yeah, we got a front three of Ken Sema, Samuel Kalou, and João Pedro, maybe. Kalou and Ken Sema are both under 4K. Watford, yeah, you know, they've been bad. Home to Everton, not the worst spot. I mean, Everton have been pretty bad too. It's a big game for Everton. They need it, but they were pretty fortunate against Leicester last week. Leicester had most of the possession, created most of the chances. Yeah, I think either Watford guy is fine. You can sort of just go through the rest of these teams and just eliminate like a lot of them. Norwich, they don't have any forwards that are in play. Rzeczka doesn't take sets anymore. They don't have any cheap forwards, you know, at least for cash. Wolves, don't want to play any Wolves players against City. Everton, yeah, Richarlison, 8,800. No, it looks like that's, you know, the only forward that's going to start for Everton. Chelsea, yeah, Havertz, Timo, just too expensive and not cash plays anyway. So it doesn't leave you much. I mean, it leaves you City, it leaves you Vardy, leaves you maybe those Watford guys under 4K. Leeds, Danny James is 4,300. You know, that's similar to one of those Watford guys. So I think I would punt one of these spots, and then second forward sort of up for debate. Maybe you go Vardy. Maybe you go a City guy. I guess we'll see when we get to the other positions. I'll try to do most of the talking for now. So yeah, let's you know, we can come back to forward because it's pretty weak for the most part. I mean, you have those expensive City options, but you know they're expensive, especially when we have these midfielders. So James Maddison, the most expensive midfielder, he's going to be back for home match with Norwich. I mean, yeah, Leicester. Implied goal total over 2 looks like a really good spot. I want to roster Maddison. You know, the price tag, yeah, it stands out. It looks like a lot, 10-7, especially when he's more than 10K De Bruyne. But, you know, Madison's going to take more set pieces than the City guys. They have the same implied total. So, yeah, like you could argue that Maddison is a better play than any of the City guys. And, you know, you might not think so either. Like, KDB's almost always the best play, no matter what slate he's on. He's just crushing every game still. If you look at his log, over 20 and 5 straight, 47 in there, bunch of other 20s. I mean, he's just been so consistent. So I would want to get KDB and Maddison into my lineups, but they're expensive, and there are some other options. Mason Mount, 9,500, still splitting corners. You know, Chelsea should create a bunch of chances against Leeds. Leeds looked bad last week. They have a bunch of injuries now, too. Chelsea have the FA Cup final this Saturday, I think, against Liverpool. So I don't know, you know, Mount's just been playing 90 minutes every game. They haven't really been rotating their front three. I don't know. It seems like a spot to rotate a little bit, but you know, you might want to take the discount and roster Mount over one of these other guys. I mean, over Maddison or De Bruyne, if you're trying to make a lineup work, but I just think they're priced too closely. Like, you know, I think KDB and Mahrez score 20 plus considerably more often than Mount. I don't know. I could be wrong about that, but this price difference is just not quite enough for me. Going lower, we have some Everton guys, Gordon and Gray, sort of splitting set pieces. Gordon 82, Gray 7K. I think they only had one corner last match against Leicester, and Gray took it. Yeah, you know, the matchup against Watford is good, especially against that decimated Watford lineup. Still, I don't think I would go there and cash. It's just not the construction I'm looking at, but they're both decent plays and good tournament plays too. Were you hearing me ramble on, or?
Yeah, I switched my computer's in the other room, so I'm on my phone right now, so. So I got two accounts up, but yeah, I mean, you're running through pretty much the top Man City guys. I think the question is, what if you're playing, so you got Mahrez at 11K, what if De Bruyne isn't starting? Do you think Mahrez is a must at 11K?
Yeah, actually, I would try to get Mahrez in then. I mean, I can't see how De Bruyne is not going to start, right? City are out of every other competition, I think. And like, they have to win the league after losing in Champions League. I just don't see it. But yeah, then if KDB didn't start, I would try to get Mahrez, definitely.
Yeah, all these Man City guys being really expensive kind of changes it up, but I think that it also leaves you like it's not the most difficult thing to fade Man City. I mean, they are the biggest favorite, but all these guys are expensive, and I mean, they're a team where like maybe none of these guys have over 20 points kind of a thing. And
right,
like they're playing Wolves. We already know they're a super defensive team. I mean, they gave up their two goals allowed to Chelsea last week. We're, you know, just pretty much mental mistakes. One, the PK on Lukaku, and then one was, you know, a bad pass in the back. And I mean, otherwise, like, we know how Wolves play, and they've caused Man City some fits in the past. So it's not like it's not possible to think that you can't fade Man City. Like, I think you have other options. You have Everton going against who knows what for Watford, and you have Leicester at home against Norwich, and then plus you have Chelsea. So you have the options, I think, to go against. To fade Man City. Did you mention Anthony Gordon and all, our guy here, 8,200?
Yeah, I was just starting. Yeah, I was just getting to that range of midfield. And yeah, I don't think this is a site where you need to jam in City. There's plenty of other, you know, you mentioned Everton in a good spot. We know Leicester too. Chelsea's there. And those City guys are expensive. So, I mean, if KDB starts, I would want KDB. But that, you know, it's probably the only Manchester City piece I would have.
Would you play Madison?
Yeah, I would want to play Madison. I mean, I know okay. the price tag, it's a lot. It's by far the highest we've seen Madison. But, you know, he might have a higher floor than even the City midfielders is what I said. I mean, just mm-hmm. in this specific spot, he's probably going to take more set pieces than De Bruyne, more than Mahrez. He has plenty of goal assist upside. You know, just home to Norwich is better than away to Wolves. I mean, I feel like pretty comfortable with Madison. He's got a big floor and a big ceiling. So yeah, I would want to get there. I think it makes sense. Like, Gordon 8,200, like you said,
kind of expensive,
yeah.
But
yeah, kind of expensive. I mean, it's a good spot against Watford, and you know, Gordon's got a good floor splitting sets, you know, he plays 90 minutes, but if you're, you know, I don't really want to spend 8K on an Everton player when you know you'd have to do it over KDB or Madison just for cash. Like, I don't know, I'm not really looking at that construction. Like you mentioned, you know, you don't, like, it's not mandatory to play KDB. Then you might be looking at one of these other guys, but I probably wouldn't do it for cash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, below, I mean, pretty much below, if you're looking below Gordon, it's almost like a dead range between what, 5K almost, I guess even further than that. I mean, who else are we playing down here?
Yeah. Well, just below Gordon, I think Damari Gray is okay too. I mean, not for cash, but I think he's a fine okay, yeah. at that price. Yeah, who else, as far as who else we're looking at, maybe Watford, you know, that's how you can make a lot of stuff work. So if you look at Watford, their whole team's out basically. Luisa, right. Cleverly, the normal set piece takers, even Kiko Femini is out, who took all their set piece last week. So we got this guy all the way down for 3K, Ido Kayembe, who actually took corners when he played earlier in the season. And, you know, based if you, he doesn't even need to take corners. I'd play him for 3K just to fit everything. But if we're looking at that lineup, you know, I would guess that him and Ken Semo would split corners, or, you know, Messina and
I think Messina would be there.
Okay, so but Messina, so still they would still need someone who's right footed unless Messina's gonna run over and take them on both yeah. sides. So you know, maybe Messina splits, but either way, you don't need it for 3K. Like Leicester just have nobody, so I'm fine playing him if it lets me get KDB and Madison. I mean, is there any cheap midfielders that you're looking at?
I mean, like you said, you can just to afford. I mean, I guess if these cheap Watford guys weren't here, like I wonder how difficult the slate would be. It'd just be right. a different kind of situation because we have all these expensive guys. But that we have all these guys different. Out for Watford, that it's kind of allowing us to do these things.
It's a good point. Like, think of if I'm going to play Kayembe for 3K and a Watford forward that's under 4K. I mean, yeah, like it'd be a much different slate if I didn't have those guys. And I'm
right.
planning to play two of them.
I'd maybe look at someone like Kieran Dowell sitting here at 4,500. I mean, he's fine. I'm not sure if he's going to go full 90 sub early last match, but he's taking the majority of set pieces. Like, I think there's going to be some rotation for Norwich because, I mean, we saw Rashica got subbed off early. I think Dean Smith's going to want to play some youngsters. Like, we have Tony Springett in the possible starting 11, if that says anything. So yeah. We could see some rotation for Norwich. We'll see what that looks like. But, I mean, Dowell is a guy who seems across from open play, and he's on set pieces. So, I mean, he's there. When is the last time Leicester actually had a clean sheet, though? Like, you keep coming back to that, and they seem to make a mistake every match.
You're right. I mean, Leicester's a fine matchup for Norwich, but I mean, it's not like Norwich have been scoring what they now three games in a row without a goal. And yeah, I expect rotation. I expect subs. They have other guys to get in there. If he was guaranteed to play 90 minutes, I mean, guaranteed, then yeah, like I would consider Dowell, but I don't know. It just seems kind of risky. He'd be fine as a last piece, I guess, but yeah, not excited about it. For tournaments, I think you could consider Trincao. You know, he came on against Chelsea and changed that game over the weekend. I mean, he looked great, honestly. It's weird that he doesn't play more. He always looks like Wolves' best player. Well, I shouldn't say always, but in these little cameos, he looks like Wolves' best player, and then we play him in DFS, and he doesn't seem to do anything. But, yeah, I don't love rostering anyone against City, but 3,900's not the worst. I don't know. There's just nothing down here. Is there anything else?
Would you consider Saul at 3,200? So Marcos Alonso had like a dust-up with
– Oh. I was wondering what happened. Match,
subbed off at the half. Yeah, I mean, Tuchel said today that, you know, it's done with, it's over. And so, I mean, but what does that mean exactly? I mean, he was upset enough to take off Alonso at halftime last match. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if there's a chance Saul's in there, 3,200.
He's in on left wing?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, I mean, 3,200. He'd be by far the best play in this range. Maybe even like a cash game lock.
Yo, so would you play – you'd probably play him over like Watford guys, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think you'd have to.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, playing in Marcus Alonso's spot especially. Yeah, I mean, basically for the same price as the Watford guys. Yeah, definitely Saul in that case. I didn't see we had him in there. Oh, no, he's not anymore. But, yeah, he could start.
Yeah, so I guess that leads to defender here. Alonso is in there at 7,700. That's, I don't know how you're going to fit that in if you're going for any of the higher range guys. So that'll be difficult if he starts. If he doesn't, mm-hmm. it's another story. But Reece James, 6,700. Cancelo, 6,800. Who, if Alonso doesn't start, who's your favorite of those two high-end defenders right there?
Oh, man. Chelsea, man. Chelsea have been, you know, probably my biggest bogey team this season. You know, it would be Reece James, but so after Alonso got subbed at half, Reece played the second half as a center back. And it was Azpilicueta back on the right wing. You know, Reece keeps going from the wing to center back. And I don't want to pay that price if he's a center back. I mean, not at all. He'd be a clear fade. But if he's on the wing, he's clearly the best defender on the slate for the price, in my opinion. So I don't know. I mean, I'm going to try to figure that out. I don't know if you're able to definitively, but – you know, I'd probably go with Reece if I, as long as I thought he was playing on the wing.
Yeah, I guess even if he starts on the wing, like we still have the chance, like he moves off the wing. Like we just,
right.
We just saw it in the last match. I mean, that was against the Wolves. So if Chelsea need Reece James playing center back against the Wolves, you got to think they need him playing center back against whoever. I guess he's be going against Jack Harrison on the left wing there. Rafinha, I mean, you got to feel like if Azpilicueta can't play center back against Wolves, then you probably can't do it against Leeds. So I guess you're always going to be at risk no matter how this match starts.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. That's how it's been with Chelsea. I'd still want to take a chance on Reece. But, I mean, if you're going to want to cry if you see him in the back three and you roster him thinking he's on the win or right. on the wing. I don't know. I felt like that a lot this season with Chelsea. Cancelo. I'm a big Cancelo fan, but I think probably just a tournament play at that price and with everything else you need to afford. I mean, he's, you know, still looking good. 5 shots and an assist last week. You know, double-digit floor points most of the time, even though he doesn't take any sets. So, really good tournament play, Cancelo. But I'd go James for cash. And then after that,
he had a floor of 19. Sorry, he had a Cancelo had a floor of 19 the first time they played Wolves.
Whew.
So I mean, we always talk about, you know, he doesn't have the same floor as the set piece takers, but there are games where he has, you know, these 20-point floors.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I see that. 19 points against Wolves last time. Well, with the clean sheet. So, yeah, 16 floor points still. I love Cancelo. I just too expensive for cash. After that, though, there's pretty much nothing, right? I mean, Firmino, I would say he's in consideration, but he doesn't look like he's out. I mean, he took all of Watford's corners last weekend. Let's just assume he's out. We're going to have Messina most likely for 2,600. I think you probably just got to put another Watford guy in your lineup. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, we just saw that with it was Leeds. over the weekend. I think Junior Firpo was 2,600. He was probably, I don't know, in cash games pretty high, 40% maybe. And he ended up getting the late assist. Yeah, that was Sunday. I was at Arsenal. And
yeah, he was my highest owned defender on that slate.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you have a fullback that is 2,600. I think people usually, no matter who it is, they'll go to. And then if you put the possibility of set pieces in there, then you got to think that maybe he's going to be even more popular than Firpo was last week. Not to mention, it's a better matchup than at Arsenal. So,
yep, and you know, you really need the salary as well. So just makes too much sense. If he didn't start, you know, I don't know why he wouldn't, but if he didn't, I think you could even just switch it to Jamie Shackleton, same price for Leeds. I mean, it just doesn't really matter at that point. There's really no one else, like even in the 3K range, 4K range, at least that's like jumping out as someone you'd want to roster. I mean, unless I'm missing someone.
I would say I don't know, no matter the situation, I'd say as long as Messina's starting, I would say him more than Shackleton just because.
Oh, yeah, Jesse, totally. No. Yeah, no, if that was confusing, I meant if Messina didn't start.
Okay. Yeah, just in terms of, I mean, Leeds, obviously they still need points, but Jesse Marsh he kind of doesn't know what he wants to do right now. So, like, we could see Pascal strike at right back. We could see, like, Rafinha move back there, or Daniel James or something like that move back there, kind of a thing where they have three center backs and switch things up completely. Like, even if Shackleton starts, I'd say he's definitely not guaranteed for a full 90. So, if Messina doesn't start and you go with that route, I'd say definitely worry about that.
yeah, I'd worry about it too.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a perfect construction that I landed on, but you need a $2,600 defender. So if Messina didn't start, I wouldn't really worry too much about it. It's a position you're just punting. Like, who? What are you going to do? Get another 1,000 for who, or another 2,000 for who?
Right. Yeah. I mean, in your case, you'd probably have to go to one of the Wolves center backs. Sais, or if Toady comes in for Sais, something like that.
Right. Yeah.
I guess
it's not that much different. Right. Yeah. Someone from Watford, they're all the same.
Yeah, I mean, if you go up, I mean, who is the... I guess you got Ngakia here. It's 3,400. Seems like he's going to start at right back. I guess he's the next cheapest fullback we have. Ngakia.
He's next cheapest. Yep. Ngakia, then Firpo, and then the only other one under 4K is Max Aarons, I believe. So, none of them are the greatest of options.
Yeah, so it's not like we have these expensive guys, but it's not the easiest slate of deciding who to play a defender. It's almost like Cancelo is like sitting there for us just because we don't know. There's a lot of unknowns, really, everywhere else, especially if Alonso doesn't start. Like, Alonso's not in there. Then we had the James questions, playing center back. Probably don't want to spend $5,600 on Zinchenko. I mean, he's going to get forward, but his four, I mean, it still could be 5 points or less. So we have that. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, the next list of guys is, you know, Aitnery. Or Johnny, do we want to spend that? No, I guess you could go to like the Leicester guys, just because of the matchup, depending who starts. We could get James Justin back in there at 4,800. I mean, these are fine guys, but I think this is more of a matchup play here where maybe they could get a 10-point floor because they're home against Norwich. So,
yeah, I agree. Yeah, I think Justin, I like Justin. He makes a lot of sense, especially for 2K cheaper than Cancelo and Reece James. So he's probably where I would go. Yeah, I like Leicester, and you're right. One of those fullbacks could have a 10-point floor in this spot.
Do you think anyone's going to go to Mike Alenko because he had a goal last game and still he's starting? He's going to be on the wing.
Maybe. I don't think it's like a bad play. I rostered him a bunch actually on Sunday. He was only 4,400. But also he's been sneaking in with a few set pieces too recently.
He's been okay.
Yeah, he hasn't been but he's still.
They are playing Watford's B team, so I guess
you throw that in there. It'd be like a matchup play as well. And obviously he has a little bit of upside if there's a chance he could take a set and get forward. I mean, obviously he was forward enough to score a goal. It was a nice goal as well. I prefer Justin or the Leicester guys over him.
The thing I'm worried about with Everton is just how they're going to play in this matchup because, you know, they've been kind of on the back foot in – I guess all of these games really playing, not really playing for possession, kind of hoping for the counter goal kind of a thing, hoping something like that happens. I mean, you look at the matchups, Leicester, Chelsea, Liverpool, Manchester United, like none of those games were like, okay, Everton have control of the ball and their goal comes off of 20 passes or whatever. So now you got Watford's B team. Like, how is that going to change in their strategy? Are they going to change things completely up from what they've been doing? So I think that'll be interesting. Kind of why like I'm fine with playing these Watford guys. Like, I don't even know if they're complete punts, even though they're down at 3K. I just think like it's not like Everton aren't going to have 70% possession. Like Watford are going to get opportunities. These guys haven't played all season, so they're going to want to show everyone kind of something, what they can do in the Premier League kind of thing. So,
yeah, man, I couldn't agree more. Yeah, Everton has sort of like – well, not sort of – it's been a spot to attack, like especially recently. And, yeah, like you mentioned there, I don't see them dominating Watford even. You'd think that they should just because of how bad Watford's been, but Everton, yeah, you're right. They like just the way they've been playing on the counter, not as much possession. Like it's possible that the Watford side ends up with more floor points in this spot. So with the prices on those Watford guys, yeah, I agree. Too cheap and can't really pass that up.
For goalkeeper, it's kind of nothing here. Do we want, I mean, are you going to have the money for Ederson at 5,900? Do we trust Schmeichel at 5,700? Do you trust Mendy at 5,600? Nah, probably not.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't have really any insight on goalkeeper here. I would trust Ederson slightly more than those other two, but obviously that's what the odds say as well. Here's a 2v2 for you. You know, we mentioned Vardy. Vardy will get some ownership in cash too. So you could roster Vardy and Ederson, or you could roster Foden and Jose Sa. You got any thoughts on that?
I'd probably do Vardy.
Yeah, I think that's what most people would say.
It just seems like Foden has kind of.
Yeah, it's not the same as he like was earlier.
Yeah, I mean, you're paying 9,600 for him, and I mean, there's a chance, you know, sure, Man City get 20 plus shots and all these crosses, and maybe he takes him a couple sets, and maybe his floor is 10 plus, but
right,
9,600. Whereas,
yeah,
Vardy going against, I don't know, Tony Springett in the midfield.
Yeah, you know, it makes sense. It does make sense. Vardy and cash is just, you know, it's very weird. I'm just taking a peek at his game log. Hasn't played 90 minutes since 2021, since the year 2021. The most he's only started one game actually this calendar year, and he played 61 minutes. I mean, I know he's played a little bit in Europe recently.
Yeah, he's starting in the, I think he's been going 90s in the conference league.
And, you know, he's just like, I get it. Yeah. Good price, good odds, good goal scoring odds, takes penalties. Man, he's a guy that I just never been the biggest fan of, and I've never really rostered him much over the years in DFS. And now, I don't know, you know, his wife seems like just one of the worst people. I don't know if you saw, she's in the news today because Wayne Rooney's wife is suing her because she was like leaking stories about her and Rooney to the press. And it's also come out that she was trying to leak stories about Danny Drinkwater to the press when he was on Leicester with Vardy. So I mean, like, it's crazy. Yeah, they're in court right now. But anyways, I'm just not the biggest Vardy fan, but he's just underpriced for those odds in that matchup, so makes sense.
Yeah, Ryan, so I just want to say maybe I'm going to come to the dark side here. So the dark side is going with Vardy. I did not use Lukaku over the weekend.
Oh, no.
I did not. I went against Lukaku. Mm-hmm. And we were basically saying we could have said the same stuff about Lukaku last weekend. Maybe not about his wife, or if he has a wife, but maybe not that part. But we were basically saying the same stuff. Obviously, he was cheaper. He was 5,300 or whatever he was. So maybe a different situation, but still, I mean, he was minus 105 or something to score. Favorable spot. Same thing actually with Ronaldo a few weeks ago. He was probably closer to minus 180. I think he was around the 7K range. I can't remember the matchup, but you know, the same situation. I didn't use Ronaldo on that slate. Got a brace. So
now you have to use Vardy, right?
Maybe if I do, then he's not going to score. So that's the thing.
No, you know, I think I would use him too. I would use him too. Just all makes right, sense for one. All the reasons.
Jamie Vardy or Samuel Kalou?
Who or would I want, Vardy or Kalou?
Or Ken Sema.
Yeah, I mean, maybe both. Like, you know, the lineup that I made had Vardy and Ken Sema.
There you go.
So I was looking to pay down. Yeah, pay down at a forward spot. And then, yeah, I agree. I'd have to go with Vardy too.
I guess we never really ended our goalkeeper conversation, but I think Meslier is decent for a value play. I just want to point out that like Chelsea had those two goals last game from Lukaku, but as I've already said, one was, you know, this PK on the corner of their box, whatever, and then the other Wolves just gave the ball away and it was a free goal for Lukaku. Take those away, maybe they don't score. So, you know, I'm not positive. Or I know Chelsea are favored and sure they're right. Better team than Leeds, but like I know Leeds also have injuries on their back, but I still think that Meslier probably makes the most sense from a value goalkeeper at least.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying.
And on the other side of that, like, are you going to be using Lukaku at 6,800? Or if he starts, who are you going to be using? Are you going to be using Mount at 9,500?
Just talking about these Chelsea guys?
Yeah, like, are you going to be using them? So then you can go to Meslier, right?
No, I don't want to. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, if I don't want to have a lot of these Chelsea
exactly.
guys. Yeah, Meslier makes sense. Yeah, he makes sense. He does. He's just Leeds. Leeds is worrying. I mean, with Dallas and Ayling out as well, I mean, I don't see how Chelsea don't score. I know, like you said about last week against Wolves, they weren't great. They had other chances too, though. They could have scored a few other times.
So you watched did you watch the entire Arsenal match?
Yes.
How did Arsenal not get didn't they have two goals and then was Ayling sent off?
Yes.
Then they couldn't score again? And then Leeds actually got a goal.
Yeah, it was weird. They did have a bunch of chances right after that. Like Martinelli should have scored one or two times. Nketiah had another chance. But yeah, then sort of, I don't know. They just took their foot off the pedal. Leeds even got a goal on their – that was Leeds' only shot. The Leeds didn't even have a shot before that, and then that was their only shot on target. But, I mean, it was from a corner. Yeah, you know, it's nervy times for Arsenal, fighting for this Champs League spot. So, yeah, that was annoying. Annoying for DFS, too. First half red card for Leeds, and Arsenal didn't score any other goals. Saka ended up being the worst play on the slate, unfortunately, for my lineups.
Yeah.
Yeah, still though, Leeds, a bit worried about Leeds, although, you know, they should be up for this game. They need this game, and now back at home, but if they're going to win, it seems like they're going to have to score a few goals.
Yeah. The downside is that Chelsea have been better away from home this season. So I guess you can think of that, right, if you
especially
want.
Especially like if Chelsea,
granted, they just lost at Everton. So
Chelsea, I don't know why they haven't been rotating, but yeah. Anyways,
so we didn't actually have much of a conversation about forward. I wanted to point out we got Bernardo Silva at a ridiculous 9,300. So he's not going to be popular, but that's something in there. I think just speaking of Leeds here, we got Rodrigo at 5,200, but we got Daniel James at 4,300. I mean, we just saw Chelsea give up two goals to Wolves. So that was at home. I mean, I don't think maybe it's not a team I'm going to look at, but I mean, these are still value options. If you don't want to spend down on Watford, like, you still have Leeds guys right here that people probably aren't going to look at because they're playing Chelsea, but.
No. Yeah. I mentioned Danny James. I agree. Okay. I'm okay with that, especially for tournaments. Yeah. Him or Rodrigo. I'm fine having a cheap Leeds piece in tournaments. Even Rafinha, I know that's a little different, but yeah, I think you could roster one of these Leeds forwards, especially if they're not going to be that popular, and they won't be. Here's a tournament play for anyone that really wants to take a chance. Guy that won't be popular at all. Well, let me see. Is he in the starting lineup? I thought he was. Yeah. 9,100 for Adamala Lookman. Everyone's going to play Vardy. Everyone's going to pay for the City guys.
Why is he so much more expensive than Vardy?
I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, you know, I don't know if I will have any Lookman, but you might get him at 5% ownership for a team that has a goal total above 2.
Yeah, we have. So last week, Leicester pretty much used the same lineup that we have projected right now. So it was a 4-3-3, Madison in the midfield, Dewsbury Hall in the midfield. But then you had on the wings, on the opposite sides of Vardy, you had Lookman and both Barnes on the wings. And so you have Lookman at 9,100, and Barnes is also appear at 9,200. So you got to pick the right one. Not only do you have these expensive Leicester guys, but you have to pick the right one.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like both would start if Madison starts, but
I'm just saying that's what they did against Roma in a must-win spot last week. Oh, so.
Okay, yeah, okay. Over the weekend, yeah, they started like a front. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
yeah. Picking between them, oh, that makes it even worse.
I
always pick Harvey, but
right. If Madison doesn't start, we saw Dewsbury Hall rack up a bunch of corners, 13-point floor against Everton over the weekend. So he's in there. I don't think he was mentioned yet.
Right. Yeah. I just assumed Madison was starting. If he wasn't, yeah, would like Dewsbury Hall.
That's probably it. I mean, I know you probably started the first 15 minutes of the show, so you probably talked about everything. So you got anything else here?
No, nothing. No, I don't think so. Why hasn't Calvert-Lewin been playing at all? And he's healthy. 3,700. No, it just stuck out to me. Calvert-Lewin, right. 3,700. I got to play for everybody. This is semi-serious. But everyone's going to be rostering Kalou and Ken Sema. I don't know. They'll take up like a decent amount of ownership together, assuming they both start in that front three. It's also a good chance that neither of them score, you know, more than 5 fantasy points. So for the same price, just roster Calvert-Lewin. And when he comes in for the last 30 minutes, he'll score you a goal to win you the GPP. There you go, right?
Yeah, I mean, the problem is he's been back from injury for...
And he still doesn't play.
Yeah, 10 days, and he hasn't come off the bench in either right. of his matches. So
right, Solomon Rondon's been coming off the bench. So, yeah, right. I couldn't do it, but, yeah, couldn't
do it. You can actually get Tosun at 8,100, so maybe he'll come off the bench.
Oh, yeah, I still remember when they signed him, like, a few years ago.
He played 6 minutes back on December 1st, and that was his only appearance.
Yeah. Nope. No thanks.
So if you don't want to stack Man City or – I mean, you can't – there's not a ton of guys you can even stack with Man City. So if you don't want to go with this Man City route, who is your favorite place to look? Would it be Chelsea? Would it be Leicester? Would it be Everton or Watford?
It'd probably be Leicester. I mean, I know that's probably what most people would say, but yeah, I just love this spot for Leicester. All the other favorites are away. Norwich is, you know, not much to play for. It doesn't even matter. They're bad when they have stuff to play for as well. Yeah, I don't know. You can see Leicester scoring 4 goals in this spot.
One thing I will say, it probably doesn't mean anything. It has maybe no effect to anything, but so Dean Smith, Norwich's manager, he actually, you know, I assume he's going to stay with the team after this season. He keeps saying, like, they want to finish above Watford in the table. That's what gives his team motivation. And for the most part, there hasn't been an exodus like there has at Watford. Most of these guys have been playing. Like, Pookie still wants to start. These guys still want to play. And as for Watford, you got 10 knocks that just happened in the past 3 days for him. Hodgson's not going to be there next season. Dennis and Saar, they're going to transfer somewhere else. That's why they're not playing. So we have all these guys. Sure, these guys are getting – some of the guys coming in maybe have never even played in the Premier League. We got that. So I do think that maybe if you don't want to go heavy with Leicester, like, that is something to think about. Then another side of that, like, Norwich just got – absolutely dominated against West Ham. So does that even matter? Probably not, but just some notes from the managers, I guess.
Yeah, no, all makes sense. I would just say that Everton are, you know, a better matchup than Leicester, I think, much better. Just as far as targeting, like,
definitely, yeah.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, though. None of these, yeah. So Watford lineup, we haven't seen a ton of players we haven't seen. I don't think rostering Ken Sema has ever went well for, I mean, these spots have come up a few times over the years, and there's been Ken Sema chalk, you know, once or twice per season, and it never works out. Samuel Kalou, he's interesting, talented, winger from Bordeaux. They signed him in January. So from a talent perspective, I'd rather go with Kalou maybe for tournaments, but yeah, I
don't know. Sema, I mean, to your point, Sema actually got a couple starts earlier in the season, right when the season started. Played on the wing. 3-2 win against Aston Villa. He finished with 0.9 points in 90 minutes.
And so, I, like, jammed him there, that play, thinking he was on sets. Or he probably was on sets and still scored 0.9, you know?
His last start, 90 minutes at Burnley, 1.2 points.
That's what I mean. Yeah, you know, Ken Sema never works out. So, I mean, just play Calvert-Lewin instead and he'll do better in 10 minutes.
Maybe. I mean, you could look at Calvert-Lewin's numbers this season. Maybe not, but
yeah, no. Maybe just avoid that range. I don't know. Go up to Danny James.
Yeah, avoid Man City and avoid that low range.
You could.
Go Messina, really. Just go Messina.
Right.
And hopefully you don't have to do 2-3K Watford guys, I guess.
Right. I mean, you could go Vardy and Lukaku or Vardy and, yeah.
I don't Zero know. Chance I'm putting Lukaku and Vardy together, but, all right, I think that's all we got for the show. Ryan carried it at the beginning and I tried to come through on my phone, but Ryan, Thanks for joining me. Thanks for running this thing. rotowire.com/soccer trial, free 10-day trial, no credit card required. And I don't know. I guess we'll be back. I think we'll be back at our regular time on Friday. We don't actually know when the slate is going to be up for the Premier League because those games are on Sunday. We'll see what happens. We got a 9-gamer for Bundesliga. We'll try and have some content for that up on the site. But we're at really at really depends on what DraftKings does with slate releases. That's kind of what we're relying on here. So we'll see what happens later in the week. But either way, we'll have content. But Ryan, thanks for joining me at Ryan Belongi on Twitter. I am at RotoZadroik. Ryan, who's your play for the slate?
Oh man, I was kind of hoping you weren't going to ask me that.
All right, Anthony Gordon, it is.
Okay, we'll go with your play, Anthony Gordon. Yeah. All right. Good luck, everybody.
Yeah. Good luck, everyone. Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks.